Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show. I'm just going to warn you right now, this is a loaded segment. We just got some interesting reporting news. But this segment of the Adam Carriker Show on the Ticket is sponsored by our friends, good friends at Mulberry Barbecue at 11th and Cornhusker, open Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Try their burnt end delicious sandwiches, a brisket burrito, barbecue nachos, and a full slab of equally delicious ribs, half-smoked chicken, and much more, plus incredible sides. Get fueled for your lunch today or make dinner plans at Mulberry Barbecue by Single Barrel, located at 11th and Cornhusker. A couple of quick things, and actually, as you clip this, you might want to include this too. Jake always puts out my press conference reaction each and every week. He can include this if he'd like. First of all, shout-out to Nebraska volleyball. They had not beaten Wisconsin in Madison since 2013. They didn't just win, they swept them. Congratulations on that. All right, Brian Buscini, I didn't get to this in the first segment, said, and I quote, "In times like this, a lot of people want to start pointing fingers, but it's really critical to understand when you point a finger, there's 3 pointing back at you," end quote. Hey, I love Brian, and as long as you ain't pointing any of the stupid fingers at the fans, I'm cool with that. Again, that's a topic for tomorrow. Jumping all over the place, continued. ESPN's BPI has Nebraska basketball, aka Nebraska ball, going 21-10, 11-9 in conference. Jake, would you take that for their season or not? Yes or no?
Oh, I'm signing up. Yeah.
Does it get them in the tournament? It's all I care about. Remember last year was like the 22 wins was like the key number. But if they get in the tournament, that's all I care about. Kind of like going to a bowl game. Just saying. All right. What else do I got here? Oh, I will say this, since it's in the headline, I should probably address it real quick. Matt Rhule needs to be held accountable. All right. For the head coaching decisions. Last year, the Jeff Sims quarterback decision was not good. The decision to go all in on a 19-year-old was unfair to the kid, not blaming Dylan. But you got to have a better plan if it doesn't go well, or you got to be able to help him out, or at least make sure he doesn't get worse throughout the season. That's on the coaching staff. All right, what else do I got here? Oh, my man just popped in. Mind me his name, I'm sorry. Mike, they've got the show right after this. All right, I'm talking so fast, my head's all over the place. What else is new? CTE explained. Ladies and gentlemen, I digress. Check out the locker room. Mike, Chancellor Brewington, 1 to 2 p.m. Central Time. But Mike is probably going to share a story. Again, I think he shared it last week. He said on his show where Matt Rhule cut a guy mid-practice. Okay, in the middle of a practice with the Carolina Panthers, and Mike was there. So it can't be that hard to make changes for Matt Rhule, especially for a guy getting paid $1.4 million, one of the top 10 highest paid OCs in the country. Somebody else should be calling plays. It doesn't seem like it's going to happen. And here's the reported news via Mike. All right, Dana Holgorsen is in your city. If you're a Usos fan, you'll get it. If not, that's okay. Dana Holgorsen is in Lincoln, and he is reportedly going to be helping out with the offense. We want to confirm that, but that is what's been kind of thrown our way at this point. And if and when that is possibly confirmed, that would be definitely eye-catching news. All right, and I talked about this. This is the official start of my press conference reaction. I talked about this at the top of the show. Matt Rhule said, and I quote, "I thought we'd play better on offense than we are," end quote. I'm tired of hearing, "I thought we'd come out ready to play better. I thought we'd play better on offense. I thought we'd play better as a whole. I thought this. I thought that." Be more prepared. Be more educated. And yeah, 2 + 2 = 4. Because apparently we don't know what needs to be expected right now because of what's being said and what's happening on the field. And I say that with all due respect. All right. But again, 2 + 2 = 4, no matter how badly somebody might want it to equal 5. Let's light into some of these press conference highlights. Ramir Johnson suffered an ankle injury. His status is unknown. All right. Speedy recovery to Ramir. This week will be a week of introspection. Sounds like a good plan to me. Said it was a disappointing Saturday, Rhule did, but recruits came in the next day. Who saw a great game day atmosphere. I'm not going to lie. When I read that during the break, I had to pause at that one just because there's been conflicting reports on that. So, okay. Need to get ready for USC. We'll stay late tonight to prepare. Sounds good to me. Coach Rhule's job is to always consider everything. I agree. He will have outside parties come in and give a fresh set of eyes on both offense and defense. I love that idea. And the word that we're getting is that it's Dana Holgorsen for the offense. Okay. If that is true, it would be freaking phenomenal, I think. Okay. But a fresh set of eyes, yeah, that sounds like a good idea as well. Offensively, we're not able to run the ball to control the game. I mean, I'm agreeing or I'm just directly disagreeing with a lot of this. Third downs, I agree with that. Third downs and not being able to run consistently doesn't give us a chance to win. Yeah, I've been talking about the run game all year. And last spring, when Matt Rhule said going into the spring game, they wanted to focus on airing it out and throwing the ball because they knew they could run the ball, doesn't age well now. And it shows, again, maybe wasn't entirely prepared for what they were going to face and didn't know what truly was needed on our end, so to speak. Just my humble thoughts. Shakurri Barney is out there consistently making plays, and I quote, "He's a lightning rod out there," end quote. All right. Again, this is on here again, so I'll read it again, and I quote, "I thought we'd be playing better on offense than we are." Okay. "This is unbelievable, invaluable experience for Dylan Raiola." I got to pause there. Is it? When you're getting pummeled by Indiana, maybe bring in Harburg. Maybe the first game of the year, halfway through the third quarter, leave Dylan in. Remember the UTEP game? Dylan was out halfway through the third quarter. You know the game when he needed the most experience? That's when Harburg came in. Every game since?
Life is unpredictable, but how you prepare for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. Whether to cover debts and routine expenses or even invest the money and earn interest over time. With Policy Genius, finding and buying life insurance is simple. You can compare quotes from top insurers and could find coverage that fits your needs and your budget. Plus, they offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. It's an easy way to feel good about and plan for the future. No wonder Policy Genius is the country's leading online insurance marketplace. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to policygenius.com to compare top-rated life insurance policies, get your lowest quote, and make a smart move in under 10 minutes. That's policygenius.com.
When the score isn't going great, or Dylan looks a little lost, or maybe he could take a breather, or maybe, you know, maybe put Harburg in. Maybe save some confidence. Maybe let him take a breather. Maybe remember he's a true freshman. Or maybe when the game's on the line on Saturday, maybe Harburg's actually taken a few reps throughout the season when he has to go in and make the plays instead of being thrust in for the first time in 2 months. There's another thought. All right, we haven't been consistent enough, but for a young freshman quarterback, this is on-the-job training. It is on-the-job training. I can't disagree with that. Maybe certain aspects could be handled differently, but as a general whole, can't disagree with that statement. Not an excuse, but we've had three straight teams coming off a bye, throwing different packages at us. You know, when I talk about other college teams on this show, I talked about LSU playing Ole Miss a couple weeks ago. I said Ole Miss is the better team, but LSU is going to win. Why? Because Ole Miss had just played 7 straight weeks. They just had 3 straight road games. It was at home, at night, on LSU's field, and they were coming off a bye. It's part of college football. All right, you've got A&M. Goes to South Carolina. Who, by the way, should have beaten LSU, should have beaten Alabama, but they didn't. They're an under 500 team. A&M's a top 10 team. And I picked South Carolina to win. You want to know why? Because they were at home, off a bye, and A&M had just played like seven straight games as well. And they'd had a big time game the week before versus LSU. It's just part of college football. All right. Part of Coach Rule's job this week is to look at Marcus Satterfield's play calling and game planning. Just now. I'm sure he's done it before, but no. The time is to make a change now. This is the time to make a change. Not to continue what should have already been done. Am I wrong on any of this? Am I just completely out there? Am I being unfair? Am I just being a jerk on this Monday meltdown edition of the Adam Carriker Show? Help me out, Jake.
I don't think so. I think this is pretty much the feelings of Husker Nation. They're all upset too.
Defensively, we didn't play as well as we have been. No crap. We knew that we'd have more opportunities to run the ball in the second half versus UCLA. Coach Rule needs to look at his own approach to addressing the inconsistency. I appreciate that. Hey, he never deflects responsibility. He never blames anyone else. Like, I appreciate that about him. I do. I 100% appreciate that about Matt Rule. Coach Rule needs to look at his own approach to address the inconsistency. I just read that. I didn't like the way we played Saturday. Well, not like stating the obvious. We'll practice Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Coach Rule will leave to go recruit Wednesday night. You know, they went Monday through Thursday last bye week. They're going Tuesday through Thursday this bye week. Very typical bye week schedules. Nothing too crazy about that. Tommy Hill will be even better in another week. Malcolm Hartsog will be available versus USC. All right, UCLA is a really talented team. They are talented, but they weren't good. Not until they played us. I've coached at UCLA. They've never had a shortage of talent. Did you know Matt Rule is actually the coach at UCLA when Deshaun Foster was there in 2001 as the running back?
I did not know that.
Yep. All right, Coach Rule, how much time we got here, Jake?
Just a few minutes here.
Coach Rule is trying to find a way to get the players to be more consistent. That has to be the most maddening thing. I had people before the game on Saturday. Adam, what's going to happen Saturday? My response, I have no freaking clue. My exact response. And they kind of got annoyed with me. And I'm just like, do you want me to make up some BS and pull it out my keister and hand it to you on a silver platter? Because that's what it would be. I don't know what Nebraska is going to do. I've watched Ohio State. I've watched Indiana. I watched the first half of Colorado. I watched the second half of Colorado. I've watched all these games. I watched the first half of Illinois, then the second half of Illinois. The first half of Purdue, then the second half of Purdue. Do you know what's going to happen? I am not psychic. I don't have a crystal ball. And that's one of the most maddening things because it is there. It is there. We have size up front. We have talent. Are there teams more talented? Sure, but not many in the Big Ten. Ohio State, Penn State, USC, maybe. They're incredibly light in the britches in the trenches. I'd have to dive into them more. Probably Michigan, although they just had a mass exodus to the NFL, their top six, not even top five, top six linemen, their quarterback, their running back. Like, we are absolutely one of the top 5 to 6 most talented teams in the Big Ten. There's 18. That puts us in the top third, if not higher. It's there. The most maddening thing is the inconsistency. Jake, if you've got talent, if somebody has talent, but they're inconsistent, without knowing anything else, where do you think the blame lies for that inconsistency? There's two possible answers in my mind.
I would think coaching.
Coaching and effort. Those are the two variables, in my opinion. All right. This program needs to go to a bowl game. Yeah, so I've shared this before, and I'll share it again. At Big Ten Media Days, we interviewed Matt Rule here on the ticket. He looked me right in the eye, and he said, if we don't go to a bowl game this year, we got serious problems. And he almost laughed, and I did too. The concept of not going to a bowl game was laughable all the way back in July. My pool was open and I was swimming. Times have changed a lot. All right. He said, and I quote, you're frustrated and I'm frustrated, end quote. Always going to ask for outside help when necessary. Wow, that's not something a lot of people would do. I don't hate that. Players that come to play for Nebraska get treated so well. That's true. That's true. And I quote, we see what we could be. It's just not consistent yet. End quote. My final thoughts on Matt Rule's press conference. Some of the things make a lot of sense. Some of them seem obvious. I appreciate him taking responsibility, as he always does. Some of the things I don't really agree with, but that's okay. We're all entitled to our own opinion. And I don't have any other final thoughts on the press conference. You got anything, Jake?
No.
How's the text line going?
Oh, there's a few questions in here.
One you can throw at me real quick?
Oh, we better get to break.
All right. Don't go anywhere, ladies and gentlemen. We'll do a couple of textual questions, and then I'll react to the major college football games from last weekend. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor.
That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.